Hello, welcome back. Today we have with us Dr. Wendy Hannafold. Dr. Hannafold is one of our resources on our resource directory, and today she is with us. We're very fortunate to have you with us, Dr. Hannafold, to talk with us a little bit about the newest approaches for working with children who have been exposed to complex trauma. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for being with us today. You want to start out by just sharing with us a little bit about what this new approach is?
The new approach of the idea of complex trauma comes from the idea that many children that come into foster care and adoptive care haven't experienced a direct abuse, such as, God forbid, sexual abuse or physical abuse, but they have suffered from a mixture of neglect, emotional abuse, witnessing inappropriate behavior, and they exhibit behaviors that are problems, but that don't meet the classic criteria for reactive attachment disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
So the research has shown, basically on the work of a man named Bessel van der Kolk and a group of his colleagues, has discovered seven domains or areas that are often damaged or impaired in children that have been exposed to serious complex trauma. I'll go over the seven domains. The first one is in the area of attachment. The second is biology. The third is their ability to regulate their mood. The fourth is their ability to stay centered in reality, or what some folks call dissociation. A fifth is problems with behavior. The sixth area is cognition, which is processing, learning, attention. And the seventh is areas of challenging self-esteem or self-concept.
Okay. And are you going to tell us a little bit about those areas?
I'll tell you really an overview of each one. And as you listen, imagine if your child shows problems in these areas, they can be from mild to severe. And obviously the more areas you have with a problem and the more areas underneath it that are severe, the more you need to seek outside assistance. Attachment, most of us are familiar with that. The child has trouble connecting, tuning in, taking the perspective of another. Biology, you might have a child who has many, many aches and pains, or a child who is numb to pain, who never complains, even if something falls on them, even if they have a cut. Some of these children also end up with something called sensory motor integration problems, where they have trouble with labels and textures. Affect regulation is exactly what it sounds like. They have trouble with mood. They either get too upset, they can't label their feelings, they can't express their feelings, they can't communicate their wants and needs, they rage, they're depressed, they're anxious. Dissociation is where you have a child who is not really centered in reality. They may act like they're focusing in fear, like a deer in headlights all the time. They'll tell you they can't remember things, and they're not lying. They really didn't register the information around them. They can't remember things that happened to them in the past. Behavior control is the main reason we usually go get help, or the teachers call us. They're self-destructive, they're aggressive, they eat too much, they hoard. They have all kind of problems with listening. They're oppositional, they don't listen to rules, or in serious, serious cases, they reenact trauma that has happened to them with peers, with objects. Cognition is usually problems that the teacher picks up. They can't pay attention, they can't maintain attention, they're not curious, they can't focus, they have trouble understanding responsibilities such as homework. They have trouble understanding what's expected. They have problems with language. They may have language problems. They may have learning problems. And self-concept is what it sounds like. These kids have low self-esteem. They get easily covered with shame. They have no sense of self. And you can imagine for each one of those as you were listening, if you have a child that has a problem, and if it's in the severe or moderate to severe range, how exhausted you must be, how hard it must be for the girl or the boy to achieve what they want and be successful.
Well, you know, Dr. Hannafold, that does sound like a lot of our children that come into care and eventually are adopted. And I'm sure some parents listening right now are thinking, that's my child. They have some issues with some of those areas that you just mentioned. So who would they seek out for assistance? Where would they begin?
And if you think about it, the seven area names should hopefully give you a hint. If it's a learning problem, you're going to have to go to the school or someone that does psychoeducational approaches. If it's a behavior problem, a mood problem, you may have to parent differently. You may have to seek out therapy, medication, and attention problems, you're going to be a major healer. Attachment problems, you are the major healer. The child's going to connect to you. The child needs you to know that they're okay, that they're cared for no matter what. But each one of those titles will hopefully give you a beginning map of who you seek out. So, for example, if a child with sensory integration disorder, they have to go to an occupational therapist. Each one of these, you'll find your guides. But don't forget, it's your child, you're the expert, and you're the key to helping them get what they need.
Dr. Hannafold, I think that's great information. And we want to thank Dr. Hannafold again, and we'll certainly have her back to talk with us again about some other things that our adoptive and foster families need to know.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Dixie, for inviting me.
Oh, thank you.